Welcome back to the Struggle Studios, episode 19. I'm one of your co-hosts, Steve.
Grant.
Cassius.
And we're back at it again.
Yes, sir.
Follow us on Twitter at Studio Struggle. Instagram, Struggle Studios _.
Yes. Yes. Finally,
and, Steve. Share us with your family and friends. Rate us and review us on iTunes or anywhere you find podcasts. So let's start off with the good news. Chick-fil-A is up for some high praises. They finally selling their sauce. You know, I've been waiting for that Polynesian to be everywhere.
Ooh, yeah, I just discovered that.
They've been selling that sauce for a while.
No, but they're selling that in stores.
Yeah, it's been Walmart for a while.
I think Walmart is the only place.
Oh, they open the market, open the floodgates?
Nah.
Wait, for what?
Like, for all their sauces. And they'll sell it in the big containers now.
Yeah, I seen Wendy's, they sold the Chick-fil-A sauce. Like, the original, like, whatever Chick-fil-A sauce.
But now, you can, like, go and get it from all the stores. And the cool thing, which I put up the article earlier, and I was talking about how they're donating like 100% of the profits to like scholarships and stuff like that. So, and you know that sauce gonna do gangbusters. So, that's pretty sweet. Like, you know.
How often do you go to Chick-fil-A, Steve?
Not as often as I would like, cause you know. But their stuff is always a hit. Like, I don't think I've ever had, like, a bad batch of, like, Chick-fil-A. They fries always hot. Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all must get up to that regular.
Nah, man. Chick-fil-A's always had a cool-ass food.
Nah, bro, I don't know where you going, bro. You forget your ranch. You see him running behind you. No. Down the street.
Somebody be driving. They pull up in the Bless Mobile.
Sir,
you forgot one of your packets of ketchup and your Polynesian sauce. Ew.
Nah, bro.
Always good, sir.
I forgot to say my pleasure.
I've been served the wrong drink and they took it back.
Dang.
Yeah, let me keep it, bro. I got like a. You don't know. My girlfriend got a.
Why would you want it if it's
a. A strawberry milkshake she ordered. Mm-hmm. And he gave her Oreo. And she's like, oh, it's the wrong one. Oh, can I have that back?
Dang, bro.
I don't drink it, bro.
Shit. Dude. You ever had the peach milkshake?
Oh, yeah. I've had that peach lemonade.
No, the peach milkshake.
Yeah, it's like a milkshake type deal.
Oh, my goodness. It sounds gross. Once you get it, though.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I thought was going to be a hit to me, but it's not really, is the frozen lemonade.
Mm.
To me, it ain't that great. Some people made it seem like it's going to be better.
Is it like popsicle?
It doesn't taste like lemonade. It tastes like a creamy, like, milkshake. Like,
Have you, before we end the Chick-fil-A talk of this, you ever, been wanting some Chick-fil-A, pulled up to the, restaurant?
Closed on Sunday,
man.
I always knew that.
Right, so it happened yet.
It ain't never happened to me.
Bro, had to go to Culver's instead.
Y'all been to Culver's?
Yeah.
Dang, how are they? Because I was thinking about trying to.
They're good. Be prepared to be sitting on the toilet for a while after that, but they're all right.
I hear you don't get
it. Arby's. Bro, I'm never going to Arby's.
I know Arby's so we can other any meat besides we can roast beef. They have chicken sandwiches. Awful, man. It tastes like checker chicken.
Arby's used to be bussing, but I tried
them. The fries. Everybody says, the fries are so good. Nigga, they said we got the meats, bro.
Yeah, they said we got the meats. They beef cheddar max used to be
Making me sick.
I was just talking to my friend on the podcast about it because we had it the other day and man, most of it wasn't great to me. I don't know what it was. Like,
you mean the Midnight Run Experience, Steve?
Yes, my other podcast. Check it out. I prefer. But I did hear that Culver's They don't even give you. You gotta ask for the condiments. Like they'll give you the burger. You don't get the mayonnaise, the ketchup, the mustard.
Here, nigga, damn.
I heard that, that they don't give you the, like, yeah, condiments. You gotta, like,
they're like fried little cheese ball things. That's like the best thing they have, but other than that.
Oh, yeah. So, that was the good news.
Sort of, and for our food talk.
That's the food talk. Tory Lanez goes live.
He in a cigarette?
What you got to say, Grant?
Hey, bro, he say innocent. And all I'm saying, you're innocent to prove him guilty. Basically, what was it? Last week? No, it was last week, a couple days ago. Last week?
I get
tested. Anyway.
Just like this last week.
Yeah. Tory hopped on live for the first time since he's been, since the whole situation. I thought it would be a little like more
revealing.
Yeah, revealing. But it's basically,
I think he's trying to get the bag before he go to prison.
That's my theory, man.
I mean, the Living album. So, but basically, he's just going in detail, like, what he said on the album, basically. Like, he's just talking about how, he was really, like, saying what happened. He's more, like, asking questions, you know? Mm-hmm. He's like, if you're running away, or if you're turned around, how you know I shot you, or stuff like that, you know?
Yeah,
he like I can even say it. You can definitely tell he's talking to a lawyer because the way he was talking, you know.
Yeah,
like he couldn't reveal too much. So like, I agree, a lot of people like, since he can't reveal too much, he should stop talking, you know.
Yeah,
I think it's best if he stop talking, especially you can't be like going live and then you just reiterate what you said, some talking points.
You know?
You might as well just be quiet.
And if they charge him with it, then obviously they have some kind of evidence to. Yeah. You know, because they don't charge you for nothing. Like if they don't think they're gonna be able to stick it to you, they probably not gonna charge you.
Cause you the feds, catch us.
No, I'm just saying. You the feds. Watching our crime podcast, man.
Hey, catch the ops. We all about to get into RICO case.
They weren't to me.
Y'all ever saw that Instagram? It was like an Instagram. The Migos took a picture in front of somebody's house. I forget.
Kanye's? Man, no!
No, it was somebody's house. It was some lady house.
Oh, and bananas, was, bananas.
And she was like, what y'all doing in front of my house? And they said, traffic.
Yeah, they like, I was at like, I think Madonna's house.
Yeah, there's also sort of somebody house in there.
What are you doing in my house?
That's my house. What y'all doing in front
of me?
That's what they fed it.
I remember Kanye, it's like a while ago. Kanye posted a picture of his old house, like that he lived at when he was super young.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like a down bad house. You know, it was real bad.
Yeah.
Quavo posted the comments. Man, no!
Leave down the house alone, man.
Speaking of Kanye, you know, Madman had his own podcast for 3 hours.
He got that Joe Rogan experience.
Nigga talked for 2 hours straight. I said, I forgot.
I didn't even hear Joe talk.
I forgot Joe was on there.
He was enlightening everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll be honest though, listen to Kanye talk. He's not as crazy as I've
been telling y'all that.
He does stunts.
Yeah. I don't think there's stunts.
I say he's not as crazy. He is kind of crazy, bro. Because he got like, Joe Rogan would ask him a question.
He like all over the place.
And he'll start the question off.
Hold up,
bro.
I'm praying.
Yeah,
I didn't pray in a sentence.
That's what he did, really.
Yeah, Steve.
That's just getting ahead of you. You have the video.
Man? I didn't watch. I've listened to it. I saw my headphones messed up. I was like, hold up. Like he asked him like a question about like now what would you do if like you know war happens like military conflict?
Yeah.
And then Kanye was like, hold on, I would. Dead air. From talking like almost 2 minutes straight. I was like, hold on, man. why you doing a question like that, bro?
Joe looking at it like,
dude. I think, maybe he needed to take that smart approach. You know, hey, sometimes you gotta sit for a second and think about your answer, because everybody gotta be playing that back.
You know? He had the classic black answer. Let me pray on that. But yeah, he's not as
Kanye got a lot of wisdom.
He's definitely more wise than I thought. His ideas, some of them I didn't agree with, but some of them
his ideas can totally be out there. Dang, my watch girl love. Some of his ideas be out there, but then I guess that's what made him a billionaire.
Like some of the stuff he's talking about.
$56 million in debt. How?
He got out of that less than a year though, but
because he finessed it with the church man thing.
But I think
what?
I think a lot of his stuff is kind of naive at a point. But I ain't gonna lie. Had he start his campaign I guess earlier.
Yeah. Then I think he probably would have been taken a little bit serious.
Yeah, I would take him a little more serious, because I had a chance to listen to his his ideas and stuff. And I'm definitely glad he did this podcast. I'm definitely glad he did it. But
so if you know not to vote for him,
I just want to know, because I kind of just looking in from the outside, he's rambling on him. He's being crazy, you know.
So the true question is, Kesha's, are you gonna write Kanye in?
Not writing Kanye in. He needs more time to sit with his thoughts, you know, because I don't know.
He need a plan.
Yeah.
All I'm saying,
he has ideas, but he doesn't
have a plan. He was hella hard on that slavery was a choice.
Oh, yeah.
That stuff. don't save this ass, bro. Because you knew that was not what he was talking about.
Mm.
He's like, Joe's like, so basically you meant when you said slavery was a choice, we're talking about them being enslaved and took it from their homeland and brought over here.
You're talking about the music contracts.
You're talking about how people choose to sign contracts and are slave to them.
Exactly.
Thank you, Joe. You know that nigga was like, that was not what he was talking about.
You heard him tap this?
Yes, bro.
Are you the clacking of his heels?
And then in the mid-interview, he said something three times in a row. He said, wait, I'm trying to say it right so they can step on my voice. So he can make a song out of this shit. I was like, huh? And Jordan was like, oh, you're always thinking, bro. You're genius, bro. You're always thinking. I was like, bro.
Jordan probably hot. So,
yeah.
He's like, I will need this to enjoy this interview.
Yeah, but I mean, it was nice to see calm Kanye.
Yeah, calm Ye.
Yeah. All right, so Drake album.
Classic Soon Calm Steve.
From a snake to a goat, come on.
Dang.
Talk to him.
Hey, man. Talk to me.
He says coming out January 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, I don't know, man. I don't know if I can wait that long, man.
I'm saying, I didn't come out this late. I mean, I think I thought about this year, but then again, we got that little dark demo thing. So.
Yeah, I was hoping he'd drop on a surprise Beyonce thing on his birthday. I was hoping, you know, but
he ever collabed with Beyonce?
Yeah,
yeah. I think he had one song with her.
Oh,
Character, can I say?
Hey, I just was wondering.
But anyway, on his birthday, he dropped a little teaser. It was a nice trailer, too. It's it was him recreating his most, basically his most iconic albums.
Yeah.
It was, Thank Me Later, I think.
Yeah.
Thank Me Later, Nothing Was the Same, Take Care.
Yeah.
And the Dark Demos tape. Mm-hmm. So if he's trying to say that's how the new album gonna sound, a mixture of all that.
I remember a couple months ago when he had an interview. It was this next album, he's really gonna try to trim the fat on everything. He want all songs that no summer games. If I'm trying to say Drake tried to please everybody, in a couple songs.
Yeah.
He said he's not doing that. He's gonna just go for his core not audience, but
he's
like.
So he's bread just gonna and butter. Be singing all the time.
No, he's he probably have singing and rapping, but no out of the box type stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think he would take his time with this one. But I'm sure he always does.
Especially since it's not up in this year, right? I know it's going to be classic, bro.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be classic. And the music he's been dropping, his by himself, Chicago Freestyle and I'm going to say when. Like, that's the direction you already going right now. You already know it's going to be
Fuego. How would you feel, Drake, like, after this album, he just stopped, like, releasing music so often? Like, it came, like, almost like...
Kendrick?
Yeah, or Jay-Z or something like that.
Bro, I'd be so mad. I'd be so mad.
Because, really, he don't have to do that, like... He do another favor, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he the only one out of the that status, like, dropping, like, dropping.
Yeah. I think...
That's why he's saying, compared to Sleep Cold and Kidnap Kendrick, bro.
Dang, girl.
He can't do it like him, bro. If Cole and Kendrick drop every month, they were downgraded. I mean, they were diminished. But they got the time to chip and craft the perfect piece. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Drake, the same thing. Same thing as them, but on like a monthly basis or like quarterly basis.
And like, you know, like they are like everybody speaks about like putting people on everything. Mm-hmm. I think Drake's like one of the only artists who actually like not just put their cosign next to it. He'll like do a song with them. You know what I mean? Like he'll uplift them in a way that kind of starts their career. But he will lead them in the dust after they. If they want them, they'll see after that first song, bro. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to tell you.
Like Drake, he'll like he'll alley up a nigga and leave right at that game, right at that point. So it's like two examples of like how it going wrong is with what's his name, Block Boy.
Yeah,
Block Boy, fumble the bag.
Yeah, LaBaby, and that's on fire too.
LaBaby ran with the bag.
Yeah. Wow. And I. Just on a quick tangent, I just thought about this. Are Drake features getting shorter to you? Like
his features?
Yeah, like him.
Well, I feel like his songs are getting shorter. So
you think is
so?
It the Corona thing? Y'all think more than it is?
No, because you can record from your house. You know, like well, not from your house, but like from a studio. Well,
sure. That's like always in there. The people are barely in the studio.
Yeah.
So they always like just hey, you get an open slot for that verse, or you get an open slot. Yeah, that's how they recently, like for like the last couple of years, they are barely in the studio. This is like really friends.
Maybe I'm just craving for some Drake, cause it just feel like his features being like kind of like as soon as anybody get into his bag, it kind of like stop. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I still want him to release. I don't care how you do it. Drop it on SoundCloud. The beginning of Sicko Mode, bro. I don't know where he's going with that, man.
Oh yeah,
he need to release it,
bro. And the fucking beginning of freaking Life Is Good.
Oh yeah, bro. Don't cut off Drake for freaking Future, bro. Don't do that.
Got red bottoms on.
Didn't Future like cut him from the song almost
on the remix?
Yeah,
he went from like a whole like verse to like two sentences.
Yeah, I noticed. He's
working on the week.
Yeah, I was like, dang, like Future cut him off
for the baby.
He the new hottest.
Let's go.
I'm like, his verse is pretty.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
it's the baby. It's pretty much.
It was agreements.
Question: is the baby gonna get old?
The baby is falling off.
Is he?
Yes.
I think he's one of those artists who like need like he makes music that like you can't really like enjoy during COVID. Like in that like most people wouldn't be able to enjoy like in the house. You know what I mean?
You need a concert or something.
Not a concert, but like
you better go to the script club.
He's already getting this the comment. Before COVID, I think maybe a little before COVID, of him making the same song going over again.
Yeah, he does. Like he says the same stuff. I mean, well, I almost said the same stuff.
I know for his stands, his diehard fans. Mm-hmm. It's not the same song, okay?
It's not the same song, but it's the same sound, same beat.
Yes, you can tell in the first 10 seconds who it is. You know,
typically because he's gonna say his baby.
You know it's baby nigga.
Yeah. The baby sound like one of the artists that he can like sell well, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
But like he not get like the recognition, you know? Yeah.
Maybe.
Compared to Lil Baby, who I think is who he can go places, especially when he like switched up with me with that Bigger Picture song that was pretty good.
Yeah, Lil Baby on fire.
Yeah. So X and Weeknd coupling up. I could have sworn we talked about this before, but maybe I'm
wrong. Yeah, I ain't know about this, right?
Because I could have... What was the song? I could have sworn last week you shitted on something.
Oh, yeah. That was when they...
Went on his live.
Yeah, went on his Instagram and went live. But
I could have sworn there was a song y'all didn't even want me to listen to, cause it that sucked
was,
so
that
bad.
Was Drake and what's that name? Young Blue.
Oh yeah. Okay, big up wrong.
So right, you know, during this weekend, Moneybagg Cleo, okay, X's mom, confirmed a collab with The Weeknd. So it's gonna be X's Weeknd song potentially. Which this is one thing I'm not mad at, because like this. I like all that stuff. This is one thing he actually did want. Like, I remember him saying that how much he, like, respect The Weeknd and how, like, he so much, like, influence from like,
his vibes. You can kind of hear it every now and then, like.
So. But this is mostly, people probably think that I'll be, like, another, like, Weeknd Matips, like, dead artists or whatever. I don't mean not dead artists, at the companies.
Yeah.
Or the labels. But this is what the feature, so The Weeknd, okay,
yeah,
why do people keep doing this, like The Weeknd and Kanye, how they gave The Weeknd just gave Juice WRLD a feature, you know?
Yeah,
why didn't he give him a feature when he's alive, you know? Like,
yeah,
like why do people keep doing it? Like, why does it keep happening? Like, Kanye knew X was a big fan of him, but he only gave feature when he died. Lil Wayne, he know what power he has. He gave Pop Smoke a feature when he's dead, you know?
Yeah.
So like, I don't get why people are like always so like late to like, especially like the bigger artists, you know? They never help, you know, until like they're dead.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like an ego thing, you know, like I'm all the way up here, who's this Linnea?
Somebody who's gonna try to take the crown.
Yeah, or like it's like why is this even worth my time, you know? Because this guy, like, I had to do it by myself, or I had to do it like, you know, get out the mud.
Even though a bunch of them had features and stuff, like, well, they might not have had like no humongous person feature, like such as what they are, you know, like Lil Wayne, a Kanye, a Drake, you know, or a Weeknd.
Yeah. And it's possible that like half of these people didn't even like, you know who they were, you know?
Yeah, dude.
I mean, I'm pissed off so bad when S died. It was the same day S died.
Mm-hmm.
What did Kanye say? Kanye's like, oh man, bro, I look up to you, I'm such a big fan of you. I was too ashamed to say anything. I'm like, bro, you wait till he died to tell him this, you know?
Dang.
To give me, you know how much like recognition from Kanye would have probably felt for that man, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they say give you people their roses while they still love, man.
Yeah.
I wish that trend would stop, like the features that they've been begging for while they're alive only come to them when they die.
Yeah.
Like, how hard is it? Even bro, just give nigga a verse, but damn. Especially if you know he popping, bro.
Yeah. Especially, well, you know this definitely gonna get put some money in the family pocket, which I think they probably needing, you know what I mean? You know, because it wasn't like he was doing, he hasn't been in the industry a long time, you know. And then if he was on a label, you know, shoot, you know, what's the name? They're probably raking in on some of that, you know, the studio, not the studios, but the, you know, labels. Definitely probably taking their cut, you know.
Quick tangent, bro. Back on Drake. Aubrey, Mr. Graham, Drake, Drizzy, Sis God, please. Put Idols on your album, bro. Please put it on there, bro. That's one of my favorite Drake songs that I can't listen to when I want to listen to it.
What is it called?
I think it's called Idol.
Oh, Vital.
Vital, not Idol. Vital.
Dang. Vital. One of your favorite songs.
Yes.
Know the name of
it. Vital, bro.
That's the number I
have. It's not coming out.
I'm pretty sure Kanye agrees with that.
Kanye, let that shit out, bro. Release it, bro.
No, I ain't Kanye. It's Drake. Drake don't fuck Kanye. You're not having to get a bag.
Let the king go, Drake. Let it go. We know you got a child, bro. You're not hiding them.
Dude.
Please don't come to my grave and cry, though.
Come on, man.
Dude. Are you hurting if, you know, it's not out yet?
It's on it's like, it got leaked, like, a little bit. I don't think it's not in the full song, I think. Yeah. But, like, it's like a chunk of it.
Dang.
All right. Every week they take it off and bring it back on. Some nigga put it back and Drake snack it back on SoundCloud. Like, come on, bro.
You need to upload it as a podcast on Spotify.
I'm not even kidding, bro. That's how I listen to W Freestyle every now and then.
Somebody what? Somebody uploaded it as a podcast.
Yeah, so like if I want to listen to like W Freestyle, I have to go type in the W Freestyle podcast.
What? Dang. Okay. That's
the damn, we might have snitched on that nigga. Hold on.
So should we talk about the FTC situation first?
They go hand in hand. It don't matter.
Or should we go with what y'all about to be buying?
I'm gonna FTC real quick.
Okay, hit that shit.
So let's go ahead and start off the hot girl shit, you know. This YouTuber named Flight Reacts, okay?
Okay.
He blew up. He's been like on YouTube for a hot minute, you know. He used to belong to like the reaction like / 2K community.
Yeah.
But now he's like viral basically. So anything he does is like, you know, it goes up.
That's a retarded name, ain't it?
Yeah. But basically, about 4 months ago, he announced he having a kid. Okay.
Okay.
And he only like 23, he's 24.
Oh, I saw it. Oh, man. Oh, my
gosh, bro.
Blown to the streets, man.
Oh, my gosh, bro. His baby mama, bro. Got ran up on, bro. That's all I'm saying.
What happened?
She got the whole 9 yards, Steve. The whole football team.
Dang.
The whole football team.
Well, he don't even know if it's his kid or something.
I know. He's his kid. He's like...
Hey, time's up. I'm next.
So y'all find out after the fact?
It's just the fact that, like, well, he just found out, you know? Like, and, like, she, like, flaunted, too. She, like, I think she, like, showed him in the hickeys or whatever. So, like,
what?
She basically tracked that nigga, bro. She tracked that nigga.
Damn. And he must be a little bit lame.
Hmm?
He must be a little bit lame.
What do you mean?
Like a simp type dude. Like, you know, he got somebody real pretty or whatever, and she got the bag.
I think she's just finessed him, Steve. I don't think, I don't call him a simp, because he already cut her off, basically.
But he about to get that. She about to take them straight to court.
I mean, what can you do? What can you do? He thought he loved her. I thought he thought she loved him, too. But she's only in for the bag.
Dang.
But it's crazy because not only that, the whole time she had a secret OnlyFans, bro. Yeah, meme niggas investigating, bro. Investigating. You see these three lights in the background? Imagine the same one from the OnlyFans. It's her. It's her. Sure enough, it was her.
Dang. Highest fans didn't look out for him beforehand.
Bro, they had a guard down, you know? They thought it was love.
Damn. People typically be scooping that up, like, yeah, I don't know.
Bro. I'm asking, what'd you do in that situation?
The secret OnlyFans?
No, the baby mama.
Dang.
Baby mama trapped you, bro. What do you do?
Ain't nothing, bro. You could do.
Like, do you, if she like admitted it, she trapped you, do you help me stop sport?
Yeah, it's too much.
I bring her straight to the court, Your Honor. As if it ain't, she trapped me, dog.
That's crazy, bro.
I blame Cardi B. I blame Sweetie. I blame Meg.
City girls.
All of them.
And Lil Yachty, bro.
Yeah.
Lil Yachty.
Yeah, Lil Yachty is really the heat behind all the City Girls songs, man. He in the studio just writing on them spicy hits.
Why he ain't writing them? Man. They ain't writing them. So, what's the latest update on that situation anyway?
Well, it just came to light a couple days ago. So,
yeah.
I guess we'll see what we do from here.
Prayers for that king, man.
Yeah.
Dang. So, speaking of girls finessing the bag, y'all buying that Birkin? Birkin. Quavo don't show everybody up. 129,000.
No.
Dang.
Not getting the birthday.
It's over 100.
Neither one of y'all. Even if I had it like that, man. I don't think I'm spending that much on a
podcast. Bed. Blew up. You ain't buying the Birkin?
I don't think so, man.
Birkin, Grant, you buying the Birkin? Grant, like he might, she might get two Birkin.
I mean, if I had it like that, it depends how bad like they wanted it, you know. Mm-hmm. But like, if it's like a trend, if I see the trend right now, mm-hmm. it's like, oh, give me Birkin, I'd be like, hell no. But like, if it's something that she's like been wanting for like forever, you know, mm-hmm. then yeah,
maybe like a 10-year anniversary, maybe 25-year anniversary. You might get 30, you know, renewing our vows or something. Might, I don't know.
Y'all grandchildren here, boy. Dang.
Might give him the Birkin then. I don't know, man.
Dang. Mm-hmm. Y'all ain't getting the Birkin.
That's like, what, 10 PS5s? I don't know, man.
Oh, man.
Steve, are you paying your girl's rent, Steve?
Mm. Bro, nah. She paying her own rent.
What do you mean, Steve?
Nah, man. I don't know. Maybe that's just not me. Like, I think if you enter into a relationship, y'all both need to be taking care of your own stuff, you know.
But you know what they call you if you said that, Steve? They call you a broke boy.
Dang. Mm. Dang, that really hurt my feelings. That really hurt my feelings. Mm. I guess I gotta go get my money out.
I guess so, Steve.
Dang. Nah, just...
Wow, opportunities made by the Benjamin.
Nah, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. I think when you enter into a relationship, like, it need to be, like, y'all pay handle your own stuff. And then, okay, if you wanted to buy the Birkin or you wanted to do some stuff, you know, mm-hmm. take her out, whatever... Vacations, all that, sure.
I don't know. How do you feel about like when you're like on a date? How do you feel about like the woman paying? If it's not your birthday, or anything like that. It's like she's like, I'll pay.
If we ain't like, I mean, if we depending, okay.
All I'm saying is.
It can't be the first date. All right, like it gotta be like a few in, and she wanna do something, man. Mm-hmm. You know, then okay, she pay. You know, well, especially if it ain't like a crazy bill or nothing like that. I wouldn't want us to hit a Ruth Chris, you know, $100 a person, and then she'd be like, "Oh, I got the bill." You know, I'm sorry, nah. But.
I'm saying,
because you wanted to try some vegan restaurant. I'm like, yeah, your buddy can go here. You know,
somebody wanted to go to the Cheesecake Factory. Mm. Someone at Cheesecake Factory for the longest. And I did not want to go. Went there, got the bill, $101.
What? How much?
$101.
Dang, you almost bought all the appetizers.
It's a little bit of staple.
Not gonna lie though, the best dates is when like y'all both know and y'all both paid. It's like we just split the bill in half. Then you buy whatever y'all want. You know, I buy the most expensive thing in the menu. She bought the most expensive thing in the menu because like, you split it in half. It's like what's it gonna be? Gonna be like $50. You know
what they call that, Kishas?
What's that, Steve?
A broke boy.
Nah, man. You got to find the right one, man. Find the one who can split the bill with you. Not every single time, but when y'all willing to ball out, when y'all want to ball out, split the bill, man.
Dang, y'all both ashamed to me.
Yeah, I didn't think about doing
that. Nah, I'm cool with grabbing bills and stuff like that. Especially, I mean, if you with the right woman, you know. She know that you don't have it that much.
Nah, you're somewhere, Grant, and you take her out, and like you think about, like, you know, the 2 for $10. You think about the 2 for $25 kind of stuff. God. And then she kind of put the pay.
I think we went to Outback and all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm over here looking at the like chicken sandwich, some of that. Mm-hmm. You know? Something like some fries and some little fries, something like that. You know?
And she like, y'all at a steakhouse.
Yes.
So the tomahawk steak looks good. Okay, turn on.
Can I get the 8-pound steak?
Mm-hmm. $46.78.
Grit
was like one of
that,
those.
That what you want?
Grit was like a, one of those anime shows where they be like, huh?
Yeah, sorry, what are you wondering? I get water. I get water.
Yeah, that's a dollar, so just let you, give it from the give it on the tap. I'll drink it.
No ice. Matter of fact, I bought my own. I gotta get shaving.
You know what, Ashley, let me put my order in. I'm gonna run around the convenience store real quick. Get on 2 liter. Dang.
That's what I do,
man. Alright, gaming, TV, movies, Black Lives Matter, PlayStation theme.
Alright, so that's my topic. It's cool. I don't think I'm gonna get it, but
yeah. Wait, it's not free?
It's free.
Oh. Should have been not free and made it and gave some profit.
Nah, what would you do that for? So PlayStation, anyway, PlayStation, they released like a theme. It's like in support of Black Lives Matter, and it's like, you know, has all the Black Lives Matter imagery and all that stuff. Mm. And like, hoo-wee, did the racists come out in the comments, man? Did the racists come out like, oh, now I know which game not to buy. You know, I was stuck between the Xbox and the PS5, and now I did this bullshit. I'm definitely in the Xbox now. Like, bro, why? You can get you guys got the Black Lives Matter theme. Why not the KKK theme next, huh? I'm like, bro, what if you just don't download it, nigga? I was like, I don't understand why people use every single, like, excuse to, like, let their racism show. Like, bro, just don't download it. If you don't want it, don't download it.
I can't say anything like that, bro.
I saw the tweet, and then the comments looking gargantuan. I said, what in the world? Go through there, same comment. Oh, Xbox now. Oh, you just lost a pre-order. Knowing damn well, they ain't pre-order game anyway. I just hate niggas like that, bro. Like, why even, like, spread hate when you don't have to?
Yeah, but at the same time, well, not at the same time, but, like,
that theme
look kind of, I don't like when, I feel like companies trying to make it like a trendy almost, you know?
It
like,
is.
Like they're not trying to, like, do anything with it. Yeah. They know it's going to get, like,
I was looking into buying a gym membership. It's on there, too. Like, dang. Y'all typical. Y'all, that ain't even y'all colors. What y'all?
I mean, there's worse ways to, like, to do stuff.
The thing is fine, but I'm saying, like, you can tell when it's genuine.
Yeah, it's like, when it's pandering, you know?
Like, yeah.
So, like, well, it's like, nowadays, you gotta, like, say something. Like, you gotta pick a side. You can't be the person who quiet no more. They talking about silence is violence. Since when, bro? Like, they trying to cancel, old boy, what's his name?
Chris Pratt.
He said, no. They're like, huh? You like, you a Christian? And you like the hut? Oh, you definitely a Trump supporter.
And you
say something. They coming at them like, bro.
And you reading Thanos one, nigga. Oh,
because he ain't like, go to like a Joe Biden like rally or whatever. Like, man, bro, that don't mean that he ain't for Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. And two, like, bro, like, it ain't his job to say anything.
It depends. If he's like online. Like, and if he's like tweeting about everything else besides that,
I still don't think.
And then that's us. That's us.
I mean, yeah, because I remember when, like,
suspect.
When the whole Black Lives Matter thing kind of broke open.
He don't talk about like most like political stuff.
It don't matter.
You can't make somebody like freaking.
It's bigger than anything you talk about. He can ever talk about.
I agree. Because like, it's not it, either
it's bigger than any Marvel movie.
Your silence about, is like kind of like saying like you already know how I feel about it. Because it's not hard to say I support this or I don't support
it's
that.
Really not.
I ain't saying that shit. Like yo,
Steve you black. You ain't saying, bro. You can't or not. You said skin color.
It ain't his responsibility to say nothing.
It really is.
If people like canceling him over that junk.
I don't want to cancel him, but people at the right is looking at him kind of side-eye like...
All I'm saying, if he's like one of the niggas who don't tweet at all, regardless of anything...
Like Eminem, then he's not saying
anything. He do like little fun posts.
If he's tweeting,
he does
little memes and whatever, even if it's not about anything, during those times when George Floyd and all that stuff, and Breonna Taylor, nigga sucks. Like, why you not saying anything? If you can laugh about random stuff, especially stuff that's in the culture...
Mm-hmm.
You can't say anything about it, and then you suss as hell, but it's obviously something in your mind that makes you think like
that is, or you just don't want to get involved.
Why?
What?
Because it ain't his. Because he don't want to get involved. Because all it is
a bunch of
angry ass people talking about this shit. And what is it? Like, you can't speak on this. Oh, you might speak up on that. Oh, yeah, let me teach you. But you can't have silence. But you better be learning. Like, bro, like...
I'm saying, why would you want to be silent about that? Like, why would you want...
Because he would rather not say nothing.
Why would you not say anything?
Because he don't want to get in the conversation.
Why would you not get in the conversation?
Because he don't want to get in the fucking conversation.
Why would you want to get in the conversation?
Because he does not want
to... Because he don't care?
Yes, that's...
Because he don't care?
Because
that's what it sounds like. If you're there...
Yeah.
If you witness to something, you don't say anything...
You cannot make somebody...
You can't make somebody say anything. But I'm saying, the fact he doesn't want to say anything, it's sus.
No, it ain't. Yes, people just don't want to.
Why would you not want to say anything?
Because he doesn't want to.
Why would he not want to?
Because he don't want to.
It's like someone passed out and having a seizure on the ground and Steve walking by. Anyway.
Y'all act like he had anything to do with the George.
If you see a nigga die, you see niggas dying, okay?
Help me.
And you know your word. You have influence. If you have influence, that means you can help, okay? And the fact he says the fact that he's not saying anything, it's a stance.
Yeah. No, it ain't a stance.
It is a stance.
It is not a stance.
And even having a non-stance is sometimes worse than like saying that I'm against it. You know, I hate fence sitters, man. Like, pick a side. Don't sit there and be silent.
If you acting like it doesn't exist, it's not helping at all. Like, it's going against it.
All these were like when it first happened, like, when the Black Lives Matter thing like first blew up, when George Floyd first like was killed. I was looking at all these people who tweet all the time, who tweet about every stupid, every time something trending, they just happen to put the word in their little tweet just to get trending. Like, I say this thing, Barack Obama, looking at him, didn't say shit. Freaking Courage, looking at him, didn't say shit. Freaking people who like have stuff on the line, like who make the money off of black people and make the money off of people in general who are affected by it, and the fact that they feel like they don't have to say anything kind of pissed me off just a little bit, because like...
You can't, like, Chris Pratt fans, some of his fans are black.
Yeah, like.
So, like, you have a responsibility to talk.
Yes.
If you're talking, okay? You be silent and not say anything. Don't say shit.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go say something, you need to speak about it, you know?
No.
Like, you don't have to be the fucking Martin Luther King, okay? You only have a freaking long-ass speech, mm-hmm. okay? But you not saying anything at all, if you're in the moment, if you know what's going on,
yeah.
Why would you not say anything? Why would you not want to say anything? How's that even sit right in your stomach or in your heart to not say anything? It's just weird.
All I'm saying, I'm about to go buy me a Chris Pratt shirt. Y'all on that fuck shit. Okay.
Chris Pratt shirt. Anyways. I don't know, man. I mean, I feel like it's not cowardly. Like, if you're against it.
I think you just don't want to say
anything. If you're against it. Then just say you're against it then. So you know where you stand.
I think y'all onto that Instagram, Twitter shit.
No,
sometimes,
I'm not.
Yeah. Because where everybody is loose cannon, they talk shit about everything. And when it's somebody got a medical condition, all the Twitter doctors come out. It's a bomb threat. Oh, all the fucking SEAL Team 6 former bomb instructors.
What side is this? It's the side. Of are you racist? Or are you not racist?
Are you against racist?
You don't have to prove that you're not a goddamn racist. Bro.
You don't know what? What do you mean?
I'm saying why? You do not.
Why is there like a
you do not have to justify?
There's no middle ground between.
How the hell do you prove that you're not a racist?
Nobody asking to prove. We're saying, do you support this? Or you don't support this.
And he ain't saying nothing.
What I mean, he don't care.
Bro, all I'm saying is you alienating, I don't know.
Who are you alienating? The racist?
Maybe, I don't know.
Why would you want a
racist? The only thing, being silent and not talking about it is only helping racist people.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody talking about it.
Okay, he don't too.
And no, he don't. He barely talk about anything
political. I've seen this nigga tap dance for 15 minutes, Steve, on a freaking Marvel movie. He can say whether or not he's... support this, support that, support this, support it.
Or he could just show a picture of his fucking baby, and that's all he do.
Man, nobody want to see that baby. Want to know if you support this or not, bro?
Bro, he don't even got it. Okay, if
he ain't even.
All I'm saying, if he's active on Twitter or Instagram, but he's not saying anything about what's going on.
He posts probably like I just scanned probably like once a week, baby.
That's enough.
That's not saying something. Sometimes, like, what, once or twice a month?
Especially considering the circumstances.
Bro.
But if somebody gets up and not give him that bad, they get like commercial, that black like commercial. I bet he's doing it, though.
Hashtag ad.
If someone gave him that bad, they get like commercial, I bet he's doing it, though.
Hashtag
ad. I'm pretty sure that they been don't try to give him bags before for that type of stuff. He probably didn't take it.
Why would he not take it?
Because he don't want to be involved.
Oh my god.
Bro, just because you don't want
to be involved in helping black people survive.
Just because you don't want to be involved in that? Just because you don't want to be involved don't make you a racist.
It's saying that I don't care that other people are being hurt. No, it does not. If you see somebody bleeding out on the ground and you keep walking by.
Nobody fucking bleed here. Fuck Steve. He on a farm.
Read some on the timeline. Watch some online. Watch the news.
Bro,
it's the same thing.
I see a bunch of shit and I don't tweet anything, bro.
What do you mean, Steve? That's you, Steve. If something is something that you know you can directly have an impact on.
I'm not about that whole like making people fucking tweet shit just because they got a following and they gotta say something or else they're racist or they're suspect. Some people just don't wanna fucking be involved, period.
Then they're cowards.
No, they're not. They are probably they voting and then that's what they do. Like that.
Vote for Trump.
Yeah.
Whatever. And if they do, then fuck it. That's what they do.
Then say it. Then be out and say it.
No, he don't.
I don't care about your struggles. I'm not trying to help y'all.
That's not.
Just say it then.
He don't fucking do any of.
That's what he's saying.
No, it is not.
You're not saying nothing. It's saying.
If he was doing like political tweets about all this different type of stuff, like saving kids in Africa, from bringing water, okay. he talking all this different stuff. What? But if all he do is promote his wife podcast and fucking baby pictures and sometimes the movies that he in, I don't think it's his responsibility to fucking do a Black Lives Matter post because y'all afraid that he might actually be a racist because he ain't saying nothing.
Afraid.
He don't want to say nothing.
Afraid. It's just weird. Why would you
it
not,
ain't weird. Some people's lives ain't on fucking Twitter or Instagram.
If he posted his baby, he can post how black babies need to be alive.
What? Twitter and Instagram.
And what's political? Does not make what's political about not wanting black people to die? What's political about that?
What's so complicated?
What I'm saying is you do not have to post it. Point blank.
All
right.
I'm fine. If you'll be mute by everything.
Yeah.
Don't be talking nerdy shit or anything else because everything is fine with black people, bro. Everything is. So you can't want stuff that comes from us or you can't have anything that comes with us and not try to help us.
All I'm saying, he don't need to say nothing.
So I don't want him to listen to no fucking Drake, no Jay-Z, no nothing. If you're not gonna say anything,
exactly.
Justice League liar cut. What is this about?
Justice League liar cut. They told me that this what is Zack Snyder. They told me this movie was done, finished. You know, he just got cucked over and like he didn't get to release it. All right. So they shit on the theatrical cut. Actually, didn't think it was that bad. Shit on it, man. Nah, this nigga got all. Ooh, they wanted this. Oh, they wanted that. Ooh, they wanted this nigga in the movie. Oh shit, they wanted this in the movie.
I'm saying
they're adding all this stuff in. Now I'm not mad at it, but you need to admit that movie, the Snyder Cut, never existed.
I think it was done.
The movie.
I think it was mostly done, but I think he like Now that they won, they're changing it. Like, it's not going to be in, like, movie format. It's going to be, like, almost TV show style. Mm-hmm. So I think he does have to do some filming to make that make sense, you know? Like, mm-hmm. when you're doing a TV show and when you're doing a movie, two different, like, mediums, you know? Mm-hmm. Freaking got to have, like, that little cliffhanger ending, you know, mm-hmm. to each episode or whatever. I don't know. And then it might be his last time doing anything for DC. So, hey, if they're going to let you pull the bag out and pull out whoever you want, you know, out of the magic hat, do it. You know, hey, if it's his vision from the first place.
I don't think
he probably went wild, hog wild, had the movie done. But, you know, of course, with budgets and everything, he, like, didn't. When I'm talking about when he first started on the movie. Mm-hmm. And then I think he had most of the movie done, at least, like, most of it. And then the stuff happened with his daughter, and he left. Mm-hmm. And then now that he back, and they talking about TV format, I think he adding some stuff, you know, so that each... Because, like, he had, like... They say, like, it's going to be, like, what, 4 parts or something like that? So... Like, each episode got to be, like, what, at least 30, 40 minutes? Like, how much stuff did he film, like, the first time? So, I don't think he got to come up with a little bit.
He filmed shit, Steve. That's what I'm trying to say.
He filmed a lot. And then, because they say, what's the name, reshot a ton. And then rechanged, like, I think it was, like, 75 pages of the script or something.
All I'm saying is... When it come out, I don't want to hear no comparison between the theatrical version and this, because this is completely different. He got the freaking
cheat code. Yeah, that's what the fans would say too.
He got the cheat code, man. Oh, you guys, hey, you guys don't.
Hey, man. Jared Leto. Who asked Jared Leto? Hey, man.
Jared Leto. Yeah.
Jared Leto. Yeah.
Fucking World War Joker.
Yeah. I hate it. Tattoo parlor Joker.
Yeah. Oh, so Ghost multiplayer. What y'all thinking about that?
Me and Grant tried it out. It's good. What I do wish though is like it wasn't a freaking like dark. You know what I mean? Like
yeah, I don't know why they went with this whole mystical demon dark souls.
Yeah,
it's super dark.
It just dark. Like even the enemies like demon looking things. You know what I mean?
Like it's
is
like,
the sun out ever or whatever.
None of which we did yet. We don't need like 2 or 3, but. And it's too... I don't know. We gotta figure out how to increase the difficulty because right now it's like...
Yeah, well, the way you increase difficulty, you gotta get better equipment and increase the rank or level. It's kind of dumb.
Yeah. It's kind of backwards. Like,
you should be like, if it's too hard, then get more stuff.
Yeah.
It's already been a lot.
It's too easy right now.
Yeah, it is really easy. It's a little bit what I thought it would be, like watered down.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not so watered down that it's not fun.
Yeah.
But like it's still not like it's no horses from what I've seen so far.
Wow. I could have sworn I saw them riding horses or something before.
I didn't see them.
But maybe I was
wrong. At least not where we're at so far.
But yeah. Maybe I'm wrong.
And the way it's formatted is like at least so far the missions are very similar, you know? It's
yeah.
Like point A, point B, do things and then you go through like a portal.
Yeah.
And then like you get teleported to like another stage.
And like the maps are kind of, I won't say they're small, but they're not that big. You know what I mean?
Oh, so you only got the whole open area.
Yeah, it's like
I mean, it's decent size.
Yeah,
but it's not like
because Grant can go do one thing, and I could do another thing. We will probably meet up in the middle somewhere.
Yeah, so it's like not too small, but like it could have been way bigger. Don't know why didn't it make open world?
Yeah,
but
or just build upon what the game already.
I don't understand why it feels so weird, bro. Like who asked for this Dark Souls like want to be multiplayer? They could have just added multiplayer normal mode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which has been a fire, but I mean, I do like that they're already adding more content to it. Like they just couldn't do.
and it's free.
Yeah, and it's free. So yeah, that's why we can't be that mad at it. It's a free expansion.
And is it just me or like the characters like different like classes?
Mm-hmm.
They're not that much different. They're not that much different from each other.
Yeah.
So like Grant picked like the
assassin
class. And I'm just the regular samurai class, and like it's really nothing that I mean. Grant could turn like invisible, I think, for a short amount of time, but like other than that, we pretty much can do the same thing. You know what I mean?
Like, so I'm guessing like later on you can tell, you know, like
yeah,
when we like all like leveled up.
When the game gets harder, I guess it kind of makes more sense to what to do, or it might play more into like the whole like the other mode where it's like survival.
Yeah. Because you know you got like healers and stuff.
Yeah.
So I can definitely see that playing a role, but I mean it's cool for what it is.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah. I wouldn't buy it. Like I wouldn't buy the game. I wouldn't buy this by itself.
Yeah. Definitely.
Oh, so I haven't played it yet. So I plan on playing it. So, but anyways, it's Horror Dead.
I no, think no, we don't movies or games.
I'm talking about. I think games. I think movies. I think games are stepping up with their like horrorness. Like, but when the last time you like watched a movie that was like scary?
I don't know. Now that I'm older, I don't know. I think I realized that a lot of it ain't, you know. Because I've been on the other podcast. We've been watching a lot of like horror movies. Like yeah. We watched the entire Freddy, like Nightmare on Elm Street series.
Yeah.
What else did we watch? We watched a movie called It Follows, Trick or Treat. I can't remember the other stuff we watched. Spoiler. We're about to put out like a Scream, like, recap on the next podcast. But, I don't know, like, maybe just horror don't scare you as much, like, now that you're older and you, like, know, like, the tricks. You can kind of, like, when you've watched movies for so long, you can kind of, like, tell, like, yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. Around that corner, like, in yeah. The next 20-30 seconds.
The music came on, the music turned off.
Yeah, the next like, 30 seconds, you got to get a jump scare.
Like, say, like, It, for example. They show him too much for it to be scary, you know what I mean? Because once you show the guy, once you show, like, the monster or whatever, so many times it kind of like
humanizes him, you know?
Yeah, it's like oh he just that nigga, you know what I mean? And especially he's well that's probably a bad example because he's a freaking clown, so he kind of tried to be funny, but yeah. Like once you see like the person too much, it kind of like takes away from the mysticism of the whole thing, and it's kind of like the same like tropes over and over and over again, you know?
Yeah, I mean I feel like nowadays like movies are really like they're really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
They're really like gory, like that's like the main focus is being like gory or like
yeah.
Like brutal.
And gore isn't horror to me. I never understood
like. And then like the other movies, it's not necessarily like scary to me. It's just like more like they're like demon movies, you know?
Yeah.
It's even bad vibes, so I don't watch those.
Yeah.
So I don't know if horror's dead, but I don't know. Yeah, I guess it is. Really, think about it.
I don't think it's dead. It's just I don't know. Like.
I heard that movie. What's it like, Invisible Man?
Yeah,
was it that horror movie?
That's more like sci-fi slash horror. Yeah.
Now, is that movie just like a thriller? Is that a remake of an old movie?
It used to be like it was like an old movie, like from like the Monsters universe, I think. Like, and then there was one with like Kevin Bacon or something.
Yeah, the one when the guy was got covered in like some kind of weird plastic looking stuff.
Yeah, that's the Kevin Bacon.
Okay, one. That's the cause I remember that from my childhood.
Yeah.
And
then this one is like he wearing a suit or something. He ain't like, turn, you know, invisible or nothing. So, I don't know.
Look at like, what's the movie? Like, the whole, like, Conjuring universe.
Yeah.
Like, they're not even like. They have, like, jump scares, you know what I mean? And even sometimes they don't even, like, scare you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As for the whole
I feel like it depends. Like, I feel like watching scary movies by yourself, almost all of them are built like 10 like times like 10 like scary, you know?
Yeah.
So I haven't watched a scary movie by myself in a long time. But every time I go to my girlfriend's house, it was like every week, I watch a scary movie over there.
Yeah, a good scary movie. I think probably the last movie that probably scared me and kind of creeped me out. It's on Netflix. It's called Jane Doe. That movie is kind of creepy. I ain't gonna lie.
Is it new or is it old?
I think it's like 2017, 2016.
I'm more into like the slashers and stuff like that, like Jason and stuff like that.
But those run the same, like, you know, the killer comes out, kills a bunch of people, then the one girl he just can't kill, like, survives, you know?
Yeah. I don't know, not all the time. I think sometimes he come back. All the time he come back. But
all I know is stay away from Hulu Originals horror movies. Hulu Originals, yeah, Hulu Originals anything is off. Bro, I watched this, I don't know if it was a horror movie or what it was this weekend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Usher in it, so I thought it'd be coming.
Oh, Bad Hair?
You watched it?
I saw the trailer for it. I was like, bro, what was this, bro?
It was so bad.
What's this called?
It's called Bad Hair, okay?
Bad Hair.
It's about, like, this black girl who had, like, she has, like, nappy hair, okay? So, like, everybody in the whole, like, world is, like, getting, like, weave and, like, wigs after black, you know, obviously. Or the white or whatever. Wherever they are, they have, like, nice hair, like, or nice hair to them, you know, quotations. Mm-hmm. So she gets jealous. And she decides to get a...
instead of buying weave, she goes start killing people for the hair.
Nah, she gets like a lace front. But her hair is tender, okay? She likes that tender headed. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. It is one of the most uncomfortable things I've ever seen in my life.
It's not like the blood and stuff like coming out
of her hair. Because she's tender headed, so she's like, the way they did it, they like sewed in her head, okay? Mm-hmm. So like, you've seen it every time like a little like needle in it, like, you see it like go through her like a little head, it's like...
Ew,
it's disgusting. I don't know who thought of this, okay? And then, like, her hair, it, like, comes alive almost, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't know who thought of this, bro.
Usher thought that shit. Huh? That's Usher idea.
Usher has an ugly ass hair in that movie, too. But, like, her hair comes alive, it's all, like, wiggling by itself when she's in the mirror. Mm-hmm. And, like, she gets crazy. Like, I felt good with it, if that bad. But I watched, like, a good chunk of it. Like, when she, like, scrapes her hand or whatever, like a paper cut or whatever,
yeah.
She just started getting paranoid. And, like, hair came out of her hand. It's like her weave came out of her hand. I'm like, bro, what is this? And I think she killed her landlord, too, with her hair. So. It wasn't a good play. It wasn't a good ride. You know?
If you see a little Hulu original at the bottom of the screen, you can might as well go ahead and get your nice little pillow.
Bro.
Get your nice little pillow. But a nice nap.
I don't know why they're so bad. It's just like, it's like a trend. I don't know why they're so bad. I haven't found one good.
I won't be hearing anything good be coming from Hulu.
The shows that they get licensed, like they're like FX shows and other shows that come to them are good, but their original shows are.
Yeah, I don't hear nothing about their originals. You always hear about like Amazon, some of Disney's, and well, a couple of Disney's, and like Netflix stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
They just set the game up.
Yeah. Speaking of horror.
Who's that?
Nightmare. Fort Nightmare?
One nightmare, bro.
What's going on, bro?
We finished this shit on a sad night, bro. On a sad topic, bro. Oh my gosh. Bro, Fortnite has never been worse than it is right now. Like, this mode, I know it's Halloween, it's a Halloween event.
Mm-hmm.
But it's literally, it's nothing to do, guys.
That's like the only mode?
It's the only mode. Yeah, that and arena. Because I've been in the arena now, guys. I rather fight sweats, non-stop sweats, and then go down mode, guys.
Oh, they got rid of, like, the Battle Royale?
Battle Royale. Oh, it's Battle Royale. Okay, this is what mode is now, okay? What nightmare, okay? Oh, my God. It pissed me off thinking about it. So, it's normal. This is normal Fortnite, you know?
Yeah.
Everything's, like, gloomy because it's, like, Halloween. So, I thought, you know, last year it'd been, like, zombies, you know?
Yeah.
So, they already, real quick, mm-hmm. They already moved up out of the, like, Marvel stuff?
It's still, Steve. They maxed it. it's disgusting. It's hell in there. It's literally hell. You live in hell. So they thought they got a deal. Why they had two powers? So niggas are still beaming your ass from Dr. Doom, okay? And the chest beam from Iron Man, okay?
The freaking hammer from Cap.
Yes.
Mm.
In this mode, okay? This is a new mode. You can't escape it. You can't escape it. You kill someone, okay? Mm-hmm. Cause you know I said the zombies last time. You kill someone,
yeah,
they come back, cause
yeah,
instantly.
What?
Like no gulag shit. I wish if gulag had been cool, okay?
Yeah.
No gulag shit. You come back instantly, but as a ghost, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly where you died, okay? So
Damn. So wait, how long it take for them like some Walking Dead shit? How long it take for them to reanimate?
20 seconds. So let's say you nigga from the good ass fight, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all both. Boom, boom, tap, 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 tap.
Yeah, when he's feeling.
You get a lucky shot off, you win, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He come right back. Pips up you the back. Back of your head, bro. You dead. Like, you literally get punished for winning, guys.
So
like,
what you did?
It's almost so impossible to win now, guys. Like a normal match.
Yeah.
If you're second place, you'd be like, oh, God, yes, I'm second place. Because, guys, oh, my God, it's crazy. It's like Team Rumble, because like as soon as you die, you're from Team Rumble.
Yeah.
Because all the ghosts work together, because they can't hurt each other. They can all see each other. They can scan the area. And they literally can talk to each other. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting. Like, It's like, you can't win. You can't win anymore.
I mean, how hard? I mean, bullet take to kill
the
them.
The ghosts got 100 HP. Oh, but they can dash. They can teleport.
Oh, yeah.
They can teleport. They can, like, super dash, super jump.
Mm-hmm.
They're really hard to kill. And if they...
So if he...
If they stay still, they're invisible. Okay? So they can all be, like, hanging on you for the freaking just demolish your asshole, bro. But... They stand still. You can't even see them. Oh, my gosh.
Your breath gets cold. They're here.
It really is. It's like an army of them.
So what do, like?
So when you,
so can the ghosts come back? Like, can they get back in their body?
Nah. They just stay in as a home. It's his team now. It's teaming. They're like, they want your team now. I don't understand.
They want you to kill the walls so they can freaking have.
They want your team. I don't understand. Like,
well, I know, like, on like, because every single battle royale game is doing the same thing. On Call of Duty, if they, like, kill you, they can, like, take one of your, like, little health package and come back to life. Is that the same way on Fortnite? Can you, like, come back to life after you, like, I guess take someone's, like, item?
Nah, the only thing you can do is steal nigga shit and just take your health. So, like, if nigga got a gold scar, you can eat it and then take your health back.
I saw, like, 10 of them niggas jump Wolverine. I was like, what the hell?
Yes, they're not weak. They are not weak either. So, I'm like, what were they thinking? Like, it's literally, they don't want to be competitive anymore. They don't want any, like, skills, you know, this is one fun. So I can't get mad at more at it when I'm playing it.
Yeah,
because it's literally ridiculous. Like I clap like 10 niggas. Like and this is like pause. Okay, I clap 10 niggas. This is like all in like a short time span.
Yeah.
The niggas said, "Oh yeah, we got you." All 10 came down. Guys,
round two.
Killed me, bro. Like, what can I do? You can't fight 10 niggas at once. When you building the arms on it, like you can, I feel like we can glint them in the trash can. It's ridiculous, bro. It's ridiculous. But like, just go play against it. You play it and you, like, you might sound like, okay, it's not that bad. When you play against this, oh my gosh, bro. You're my asshole punch, bro.
Damn,
bro.
In a bad way.
Pause.
That's all I said, that shit, bro. Fuck you, Epic.
Yeah, fuck Chris Pratt.
Oh, jeez.
And Chris Pratt, yeah.
All right.
And this is Jets of 5. All right.
Follow us on...
I gave him no chance.
Follow my nigga though.
Follow us on Twitter at Studio Struggle.
Fuck the
niggas,
but we got a baby here, guys.
On Instagram... at Struggle Studios.
Anyways. On that Black Lives Matter shit. Anyway. You guys get loud. Come on, guys. Quiet down. You're my little baby.
Damn.
All
right. Share us on anywhere you find podcasts. Rate us and review us there, too.
Yes, sir.
All right.
You're 20 episodes deep. See y'all later.